New York, November 23, 1863. Dear Mama, I have just come home from Philadelphia, where I have been with Miss Haynes spending a few days. We stayed at the Continental Hotel and had very nice rooms. Miss Haynes took me to see Independence Hall and the Art Gallery. We were going to the Mint this morning, but it rained so we could not do so. Miss Haynes' object in going to Philadelphia was to put her old colored cook's grandson in a school about 30 miles from there. When we arrived at Philadelphia, there was no one who knew anything about the train for Oxford. We spent a whole day in finding out about it. After having gone to every railroad depot in Philadelphia, we at last succeeded and started the next morning at 6:30 for the train and had a very pleasant ride on the cars to the depot where we took a stage for Oxford. We got into the stage, which was then filled with passengers. The driver said it was 9 miles. After getting myself fixed as near the driver as possible, where there was the best chance to get my head of the stage, I made up my mind for the worst, as I knew I should be very sick. Unluckily, there were no windows in the stage. We had not gone very far before I began to feel very dizzy, and very soon after, I lost all my breakfast. The passengers were all staring at me, and one old farmer said, "That little gal seems to be very sleepy." I thought I could have done anything to that man. I was so sick that I could not hold my head up, and I occasionally shut my eyes. I never shall forget my stage ride to Oxford. I received a letter from Aunt Celia and one from Papa. They came while I was at Philadelphia, and I have not had time to read them all through yet, but I have read far enough to know that you have had the children's hair cropped. Can it be possible, dear Mama, that you have had Minnie's hair cut off? Her pretty curls, how perfectly beautiful she must look. Could you not send me some of her hair in a letter? I would be very much obliged to you if you would. I don't suppose you have had little Lizzie's cut off. She is right to keep what little she has. Have you tried curling their hair with a hairpin? I am sure it would curl beautifully. Susie's cousin Alice and Annie send their love to you all. I must not forget to tell you about cousin Alice. I brought her some sugar in a little box from Philadelphia. After I had given it to her, she went in her room and pretty soon came running to me and wanted to know if I had intended to give her a fit. I did not wonder, for we don't get candy but once a month. How are you all at home? Give my love to all and tell Miss Ridgely I received her letter and will answer it on monthly holiday, as we are not allowed to till then, and that I am very much obliged to her for writing to me. If you see Anne and Maddie, tell her that Susie and I have received her letters. I thought that I had answered hers. Anyhow, I will write to her very soon. I think I wrote to you in my last letter that Susie did not get Mrs. Shaw's letter. After I had written, Susie thought that it was Aunt Maddie's sister's letter. We thought you meant Eliza Shaw's mother, so she did get Cousin Mary's letter, and I think she will answer it monthly holiday. I'm having a splendid time at school. Miss Haynes is going to take us to the coal mines in Pennsylvania Thanksgiving, and we expect to have a very nice time. Is Papa coming on Christmas or anyone? I want to know very much indeed. Oh, Papa in his letter to me said something about a box that had some things in it that we needed. Susie and I don't know what it means. When you write, please explain matters. The box you sent us with our cloaks in has come long ago. The cloaks are very warm and nice. I think they look as nice as our new ones. Mine is a little short for me, but does not make any difference. Miss DeGowan is going to get me a new dress this Christmas. I'm very glad of it, for I've never was so sick of anything as I am of this merino dress that I've been wearing for I don't know how long. I'm getting on very well in my studies. I cannot tell you what study hours I have with Miss McIntosh. She makes everything so interesting. I love her very much indeed. I will have a great many compositions to bring home with me. How is Peter getting on in his school? I hope he likes it much better than he did. I have given up all hopes of getting a letter from him. I have written a letter to him and one to you. They have been up in our room ever since Monday, for I had not my postage stamps to send them, so I wish in your next letter you will send me some. They will get here a great deal sooner than I could get them from Miss DeGowan. Besides, I can't bear to ask her for any. Give my love to Mr. and Mrs. Cowan when you see them and to my Sunday school friends. Remember me to Lottie Isley. And now, dear mother, I must bid you goodbye with much love and many kisses. To all, I remain your loving daughter, Nellie. P.S. Excuse this bad writing. I have written in a great hurry, and it was not light when I came down, and I could not see the lines. I have blotted my paper, too, but I cannot help it, so please excuse this line, and I will not do so again. I thought I have written 12 pages. I have not said at all what I want to, and I have not told you half what I have to say. Nellie.